Welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. I've spent a lot of time thinking about writing, formulating, and just processing this aspect of lifestyle and the parameters of lifestyle, which I've spoken about before: movement, nutrition, longevity, and performance, and mainly trying to break down actionable steps to those things, right? Breaking down to what is an optimal minimal? You know, what is the minimal effective dose we can apply in any of those situations? And as it pertains to longevity, I'd like to give you a few examples, a few takeaways, things you can implement into your training without overly complicating what you're doing or what you need to do to put yourself in the best possible place to live a long, optimal life. Because I believe that it's something we all want, okay? Even if we don't admit it or talk about it. But it doesn't happen by accident. And if it does happen by accident, it's not something that you're essentially preparing for, right? So your life is not one of action, it's maybe one of passivity. What I mean by that, or an example, is somebody who does not do anything, takes zero risks, maybe lives inside their home and just kind of consumes media passively. They may live a long time due to very low stress levels and, you know, maybe good genetics and avoiding disease and cancer. But that life is not one that I think a lot of us want to have, right? Or want to be our experience. So, actionable steps to longevity. There really isn't any supplement, any surgery, any treatment that I can recommend to you that's going to be as powerful as exercise. Getting yourself in peak optimal physical condition is going to multiply your potential to live a long life, right? So when we train consistently and we get functionally fit aerobically, life is a little easier on our internal organs, okay? Our heart functions more efficiently. Okay? We have a lower resting heart rate. We're able to dissipate stress easier, okay? Fitness is higher. Now, what does that look like? Okay, what is optimal cardiovascular health look like, and how can we obtain it? First of all, it's good to know your target heart rate zone, okay? And I'm going to give you a quick and easy way to do that. It's called your MAF, or MAFetone heart rate, calculated heart rate. It's generally shortened as MAF. You can search Phil MAFetone if you want more information on this, but what you do is you take the number 180 and you subtract your age. So I'm 40, really easy for me to do. Gives me a number of 140, okay? And this number correlates to heart rate. Now what I need to do is train below that heart rate, but close to it, okay? The majority of the time. Okay, when I'm doing my cardio sessions, if I can hit that target, that 140, never going over it, staying right underneath it, really close to it, okay, I'm going to build optimal aerobic endurance. Okay, I'm going to increase my cardiovascular fitness. One caveat to this number is you can add 5 to that if you are in extremely good physical condition and you haven't been injured in the last 12 months, okay? Then you can pump that number up to 145, okay? If you've been injured, coming off illness, or maybe are a little deconditioned, you may want to subtract 5 from that. So I would drop mine down to 135. So again, it's a little less stress, factoring in current condition, you know, lifestyle things that have affected me. Heart rate's interesting because it's just a number, right? And so what happens over time, training at that number, you become more physically fit, more capable at that heart rate. So you essentially get faster, but you're not doing as much work, okay? And that's developing and building fitness. Super simple. And I've had some older clients kind of say, well, that's a pretty low heart rate. Usually I'm much higher than that. And there can be other factors that go into functioning at a much higher heart rate than that number, but it generally correlates to somebody who is not aerobically fit, okay? They're able to push and work hard at a very high intensity level, but there's no efficiency to it, okay? So again, we want to develop efficiency in most of our cardio training, our workouts. So if you're not at your optimal fitness, you're coming off injury, you're deconditioned, and whatever your state is very minimal, I'd like you to do 4 30-minute sessions a week, okay? At or slightly below your MAF heart rate, 180 minus your age. So you gotta wear a heart rate monitor. You gotta wear one on your wrist, strap on the chest, something like that that's gonna give you that real-time feedback. And, you know, if you're not used to heart rate training, you may have to significantly slow down in the beginning to allow your body to catch up and build that fitness. So again, 4 times a week, 30 minutes a session, okay? So we're looking at 4 times 30, that's 120 minutes. That's 2 hours a week of targeted cardio. So space that out. You can do that post-strength training. You can do that as a standalone session. You can do it pre-strength training. It's up to you. But use that MAF heart rate. I think that's going to be the ticket for you being efficient with your cardio. The next step up for those of you that are fit, that are competent, that have experience training, doing your cardio, maybe doing endurance activities, you've got a background, you got a foundation, is to up that to 45 minutes. And so we're looking at 4 45-minute sessions, totaling 3 hours a week, you know. And what I'm trying to give you is the optimal, the minimum effective dose, okay? This is where it shouldn't hinder any other aspects of your life. If training, sticking to a fitness plan is a little more difficult to uphold, then these are the parameters I want you to follow. Make sure these are the boxes you check. If you're a high-level athlete used to training 10-plus hours a week, this is going to be an easy target for you to hit. But remember, we're speaking about longevity, not what you can do at the maximum right now, but what's going to set you up for a successful future, okay? So there are so many ways to approach this and to approach life, but in this realm of longevity, I want you to think about optimal activities now that will let you keep having these experiences as you age. So 4 45-minute sessions, use your MAF heart rate, 180 minus your age, wear your heart rate monitor, okay, and just see where that falls, right? You will get more fit, you'll get faster, more efficient at that heart rate, okay? So we don't need to keep bumping that up, all right? Now, one session each week, I'd like you to do interval training. Now, when you're a beginner, you wanna keep your work to rest ratio at a 1-to-2, okay? So 1 minute, as hard as you can maintain, okay? 2 minute rest, which is very easy movement, light movement, okay? 1 minute hard, 2 minute rest. Start with just 5 rounds of that. So let's say we do an easy warm-up, maybe some easy light walking, light biking, okay, light rowing, whatever your cardio activity is, think light, 5 to 10 minutes, go into your interval really hard, 1 minute, easy for 2 minutes, do that 5 rounds, which equals 15 minutes total, with 5 minutes on either end, you're looking at probably a 30 to 40, 5 to 10 minutes on either end, you're looking at probably a 30 to 40 minute workout as being your optimal, okay? So implementation is not hard, right, initially. As you get more fit, what I'd like you to do is do what I call 4x4s, okay? And that's 4 minutes as hard as you can maintain. This is a lot of effort, okay? 4 minutes hard, okay? 4 minutes easy recovery for 4 sets. Now this can be increased up to 6, but 4 is kind of a sweet spot. So you get 16 minutes of hard work, 16 minutes of easier movement. Actually, it may end up being 12. Then you're going to add some recovery at the end and a warm-up at the beginning. If you do go into this before you strength train, that cool down at the end is going to be real important to allow you to adjust, right, to that next thing. Okay, so be smart in your application of those protocols. So here what we're trying to do is increase our ability to work, but also to effectively oxygenate the blood that we're using and pumping through our body. So you want to increase your VO2 max. And there's charts that can be looked up on online that give you, you know, what is excellent, what is good, what is average, below average for your age category. So it's good to check in with those and use some of that data to apply to your training and to the goals that you want to achieve. Next, you need to find a place to have this tested, right? And there's labs pretty much in every major city. If you just search VO2 max test, and it's good at that same time to have some, like a DEXA scan or a body fat, bone density analysis done, okay? This is super effective information to have. But I digress, I'm gonna pivot away from that a little bit. I just want you to focus on that training. Now, circling back to the intensity in those efforts, I want you to think of it as this, okay? Do not check your heart rate. Go by perceived effort and willingness, okay, or belief in what you can do in your performance, okay? So again, perceived effort and performance, most important things, right? Be fit, be smart, right? And you're gonna live a long, optimal life. So cardio is super simple. On the intensity or the effort interval training sessions, there's a few modalities that are slightly more effective than others, such as the Airdyne bike, the Versa climber, the Jacob's ladder, the Concept 2 rower, anything where you're using all four of your limbs, legs and arms to work. It's going to be easier and faster for you to get your heart rate up and to be in that stressful zone, okay? So you can think about using machines. This is definitely more effective to be done indoors, whether you're putting your bike on a trainer, you've got a spin bike, you've got a rower, you've got an Airdyne, an air bike, any of those products. Again, super effective for interval training with that format. So think about optimizing your cardiovascular fitness and how you can do that most consistently. I've just mentioned pretty much a 5-day-a-week training protocol. What I would do is put that interval session, I place it in my week where I felt like I could set myself up for the most success. And for a lot of us, that's going to be on the weekend, okay? Or it's going to be when we're a little more rested, right? Maybe not fatigued from the whole week. So it could be something you do on a Sunday before you start your week. Or it could be that first workout on Monday, right? in those cardio sessions can be done every, like in sequence, meaning day after day after day, but they also can be spread out a little bit throughout the week. Key thing is to get them in, check the boxes. The more consistent you are with your schedule, the more success you're gonna find, okay? Because a lot of this is just gonna be process oriented. So take that for what it's worth, but again, apply that to your training, okay, and to your mindset. Important things to do that kind of surround those activities, right? A lot of it's going to be nutrition based, like getting quality protein that has from a lower calorie sources. It's going to be very effective for you to build strength, but also control the calories consumed, right? There's many ways to do that. You can think about some of those things. Lean protein, okay? Again, low fat. Lean equals low fat, right? Smart dosages. Egg whites, along with one or two whole eggs, is effective as well. So be curious, but also set yourself up for success within the parameters that you create for yourself, right? And those are the sessions you want to do when you're thinking of building longevity, and we're thinking of efficiency and process on the body, okay? So confidence comes through repetition, and I believe that following simple parameters like this, monitoring your heart rate, making sure you're getting that one intense session in a week consistently over time, you're gonna see the results. Now, fitness is interesting. It's a habit, right? Just like anything else, just like smoking, consuming alcohol, whatever it may be. But this habit, when you're starting it, doesn't come with instant gratification, okay? When you smoke, you probably instantly feel something. When you have a drink, you instantly feel something. So there's like this reward, right? There's this reward from that cue, from that craving, boom. And with fitness, what you have to do is realize that you're compounding, you're building for the future, okay? What I'm speaking of mainly is this visual feedback. Your muscles can feel tired, you can feel fatigued, you can know you worked out, but when you look in the mirror, okay, you may not see those results, okay? But over time, that repetition starts to dominate, right? The inactivity and those positive actions outweigh the negative ones, okay? As they pertain to your goals and your desires. So think of it as like the plant you water, right? The one that you give attention to is going to outgrow the one, outcompete the other one that doesn't get as much attention, okay? Just think of it like in a canopy of two trees next to each other. One overgrows the other tree. Well, that one's dominating. It's getting the most sunlight, the most water, the best nutrients from the soil, okay? So you need to think of your workout as that way too, is it's this process that you're building, and it's these small steps and actions that are taken to propel you towards that goal. So patience is key. I can't really give you a day that you're gonna see results. I don't know. There's many other factors that go along with that. Nutrition is the biggest one people struggle with. It's the biggest reward center that I see people fight against, or that they're reluctant to admit their shortcomings. So it's going to be totally up to you how those other things play, but as far as longevity, as far as increasing your cardiovascular fitness, improving your VO2 max, and living a long, successful life, get fit, okay? Get fit, be healthy, and stay confident. Do your training, monitor your heart rate. I'm telling you, good things are going to happen. Till next time, this is Jake Lawrence speaking to you from above the plane. Onward, upward.